There are other impacts that
an environmental assessment needs to look at, not just what's in the water.
We're supposed to look at all the environmental impacts in an EA associated with the project. So, and I'm just shooting from the hip, I'm not sure I completely understand your question, but if our project not just impacted the fisheries in the haul route and the stuff in the water, but let's say it obstructed a fish processing plant or something like that, that would be an impact, I would imagine. So in answer to your question, yeah, we should address that if we're aware of it. And we should address something like that. But that's hard to know without folks kind of telling us, there's a potential impact here. Can you please address that in your environmental assessment? Public notice is supposed to be part of the process to raise the flag and let us know, consider this.
Okay, so specifically at the Scarborough project, the dredge company was using the Ferry Beach access?
Yes.
So would that be that access where that barge is picking up moorings, pieces of pipe, excavators, and so the barge would pull up at a certain tide, leave the idle, the motor actually in gear, but just idling, to keep the barge in place, right? Would that be part, that process be part of, even though they're not doing the dredging?
Well, see, if we could have foreseen that that was a process the contractor was going to take, and if we were concerned about something like that, an EA should address something like that. But I don't think we foresaw that the contractor would do something like that, nor that that it was going to be a problem. So
that would go, I guess it would be more of a forethought in where you would want to be involved in the public hearing or comment period, or that is where you would.
Yeah, but I'll do a timeout here too, because if there's something going on during construction and somebody's worried about it, if the contractor is creating a lot of turbidity because he's got his cross running, if the Corps is made known of that, then and it's a concern, we'll address the contractor. We'll say, we'll do that. We think there's a problem here.
So then there's also a survey that takes place after, obviously, to make sure the contractor did what it was supposed to do, the project did what it was supposed to do. And so is there a follow-up with the environmental assessment? What actually affected what, other than just the dredging getting done?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, some of that, for Scarborough and Pickory, there are known quantities. These aren't new activities. So dredging has been ongoing for decades, whether it's in Maine, Massachusetts, Louisiana, wherever else. So there's a huge amount of known science on impact. And it does sound crazy that, why is the DMR making environmental assessments on other things? Well, our role specifically is towards that fishing industry. We have National Marine Fisheries Service, NOAA, that will be in EPA, that also are out there providing comments on what are the exact impacts to, whether it's contaminated soils or whether it's other endangered species fisheries that aren't within our concern. Not that I'm not concerned about them, but that's not DMR's role on some of those assessments. We are looking at specifically impacts to industries. The fishing industry aspect and how those projects will impact them, positive or negative, whether it's access to those the harbors and the channels to get out to go fishing, or the negative aspect of where that material gets put down, is that a concern in different areas. However, like I said, we have other industries that, whether it's DEP, or other groups that have better experience and knowledge to do the chemical and the other bigger environmental analysis on those projects.
Nate, is that a townhome?
Sorry.
Is the landing townhome?
I believe so, yeah.
I mean, it seems to me that the town would have wanted to comment or might have considered commenting on something like that if they the contractor.
And that's a good point, too, because we did a real estate action. We got a license from the town, basically, to use that property during the dredging project. So, you know, if the town had concerns, maybe the town didn't think this would be a problem either because they gave us a real estate agreement.
I mean, specifically, like, dealing with the company, they were awesome. They would move anything out of the way for any of the clambers or me or whoever. You know, they were good. Very cooperative. However, specifically, I guess all my questions are geared towards that process at the increased turbidity from running the prop to keep the barge in place and load and unload. They probably added a foot of sand to the channel that goes along Perry Beach. So now at a considerably weak tide, you know, I have to pull my prop up. Big drain tide where you should just have to pull my prop up. Now I'm not going to be able to go at all. And so I realized that on municipal level, there's only so many people using that channel. Maybe it's not a big priority. However, that was an impact from the project. And I'm wondering, is there a process post-project, post-survey for the town or whatever corporate individual or agency to deal with something like that? Or?
There's not an established, you know, set protocol that we do consistently at every project. However, anytime we hear of something, even after the fact, it's a problem. Certainly, I'll be taking note of, I hope the state will be taking note of, and the next go around, because it will be 10 years from now, we'll be out there again. And we'll make sure it doesn't happen again. And that's kind of the best I can do at this point.
Yeah, I mean, believe it or not, the federal and state government do learn lessons occasionally.
I'll speak for yourself.
And, you know, for example, Portland Harbor, who knew that they're, you know, back in 1999, 2000, that there were so many lobsters overwintering in Portland Harbor. Nobody knew it until they trapped them. You know, the municipality helped, and the Waterfront Coalition helped conduct a trapping program, and they pulled up hundreds of lobsters and relocated them before the dredging occurred. Now, this time when we did it, you know, because we learned the lesson the first time, they required to implement that same trapping program this latest round, this past winter. And this time we only got green crabs, but that's just because green crabs were so, you know, abundant everywhere else. But it's a question of, usually it's a question of, like Mike was saying, we have to know that there was a problem, but we have to be made aware of an issue or a concern or maybe something we did positively or the contractor did positively that we could learn the lesson from the next time around. These things do come in cycles. So the key is, you know, Cole and others are talking about how the regulators and the agencies and whatnot can communicate better with the public, but that's a two-way street. You know, the public can communicate better with us, and we benefit from that in many cases.
Sure. Yeah, and obviously, first time the project happens since I've been operating, so I'm learning.
I'd like to talk to you after.